planning of the census takes place over more than a decade. The planning and realization take place over more than a decade. The earliest parts of the planning of the 2010 census began in the late 1990s and continue to this day. It involves quite a lot of people. And we will employ, we're going to hire later this year, the Census Bureau is going to hire 140,000 people to check addresses of all housing units in the country that we have assembled in the decade. And next year we'll be hiring over a million people, a million and a half people perhaps, for following up with households that don't return their questionnaires by mail. And a lot of people will be interested in those jobs next year.
Yeah, I would imagine. So one of the best titles, I think, in all of government, enumerators. They actually go out and check, and they go door-to-door on everyone who hasn't sent in their form, right?
That's right. And if we don't find them at home the first time, we don't give up. We go back six times to make sure that we do everything reasonable to find out if somebody lives in that house and what their characteristics are.
Now, earlier today, you held an audio news briefing, a presser, if you will, to outline for everybody how the census is going to be conducted, the steps that are already underway by the Census Bureau to get things going. Tell us where things stand now and how many more people you need to bring into the fold.
Well, as I said, the next step is what we call address canvas, where we go out and check the list of addresses we have for the whole country. That will involve 140,000 address listers who are hired for that purpose and will go out and walk the streets and roads of the country. We have an address list that we've assembled with the help of the Postal Service, of local government officials, others, and we're just checking to see if that has missed anybody or has any erroneous addresses, because sending it to where we don't need to send it is expensive. And failing to send it to someone may deprive them of a bit of their constitutional rights.
So are you finding a lot of people applying for these jobs? Is your inbox full?
I'm not there anymore. I'm out of there, retired as census director, and so I'm not getting them. But my understanding from chatting with old friends is that there are plenty of very good and highly qualified applicants for jobs right now.
That means
the inclusion of additional funding for the Census Bureau in the stimulus bill is really very timely, because the Census Bureau will be hiring people for part-time jobs over the next year and not putting them in permanent jobs that might last beyond their need. So it fits very well with the characteristics of the stimulus bill.
Just about every 10 years, right about this time, the census becomes a little bit of a political football, tossed back and forth, and whether census should be part of commerce or should it be outside of commerce. Can you give us your sense as to where does census belong?
Well, the Census Bureau is a large and specialized institution with very few political officials appointed to it, one presidential appointee, two higher-grade SES-level political people, and maybe three others that are in the general classification scale. So it doesn't have a very political, and then its normal staff is about 6,000, so it's not exactly overwhelmed with political officials. The census becomes political because the results are political in their effect. That's the whole purpose of the census, is to be used to assign the number of members of Congress to each state. That was its original constitutional purpose, and that has expanded over the years into use of the figures for redistricting, use of the figures for allocation of federal dollars to various areas and programs. So it is, as a former, long time ago, mayor of Atlanta, Maynard Jackson said, the census is not very important. It's only about power and money.
Other than that, it's everything else is simple.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So it does attract attention. President Washington's first veto of any president of any bill had to do with a census reapportionment.
Really? I did not know that.
No, it's incredible, isn't it, that it was that's that much a part of things. He didn't think Virginia got just treatment in the reapportionment.
Huh.
You mentioned the stimulus package and how much money that the census would be getting out of that. And I wonder, you know, historically we've heard stories about how the census is underfunded. What is it that the census would be able to do with these extra funds, and put it in an historic perspective for us?
Well, what passed the conference committee, as I understand, is not very specific. It does specify that up to $250 million must be used for partnerships. These partnerships are people hired by the Census Bureau to get out and work with grassroots-level organizations and leaders so that they understand the importance of the census to the well-being of their people, and the fact that the census data are confidential and are not shared with anybody, including law enforcement officials or immigration officials.